Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and unto God what is God's. It's one of the most famous lines in our gospel. It seems especially appropriate during this time as we are bombarded with election stuff and seems to be the only newsworthy thing to report on. The Pharisees and the Herodians were trying to trap Jesus. Both the Pharisees and especially the Herodians were more political party than religious. Both were deeply entrenched in power, and Jesus was a threat to them, because if his message took off, then it would mean that they would lose some of their control. They tried to trap Jesus. If this doesn't remind us of our current political climate, I don't know what will. Both sides try and trap each other, and try and trap us, as opposed to asking a question that deepens understanding. We see this in ourselves, unfortunately. Most of our conversations boil down to listening only so that we can talk. A lot of times our questions are not really meant to help us understand someone else, so much as they are to ask to separate us and find disagreement. The Pharisees and the Herodians ask a slick political question, and Jesus gives a slick political answer. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. After listening to a podcast recently on this passage, I was struck when someone pointed out that Jesus' response began by asking whose image is on the coin. They answer Caesar, and then Jesus gives them their answer. But what should strike us as Christians is that we hopefully have all heard another phrase that tells us that we are made in the image of God, that we are marked by the image of God just by being born, that we are doubly marked if we are baptized, and three times marked if we are confirmed. So we are all marked with the image of God, so much more than a silly, worthless coin marked with the image of Caesar. As Christians, we're called to live in a world that is political and one that involves rulers. In America, our elected officials hold power. In America, we have a rebellious spirit, so much so that no matter where we fall on the political spectrum, it always involves a sense of outrage at the oppression of the other party. This has always been so throughout our history, and will be so into the future. But from the beginning, Christians have always found themselves living in a world and in a political system that doesn't seem to fit us. We can read when the political systems were oppressing Christians to the point that they were being killed. Justin Martyr in the 3rd century tells the governor of his territory that Christians constantly pray for their leaders, even while they're killing Christians. Jesus himself is ultimately put to death by the Pharisees, Herodians, the Romans, and the people. In our Old Testament reading, Cyrus, a foreign king who does not worship God, is being used by God to bring about his good in the world. From the beginning, the elect of God have never been at home in this world, in its forms of government and power. So as we approach our elections, we need to do some examinations of ourselves, because looking around, it's very clear that we have lost trust in God's providence and placed so much emphasis on our government and political parties that we have made them idols. We have spent more time watching the news and sharing political charged articles and stories than we have in praying for our nation. If so, then we have placed politics above God. If we have gotten to the point that we think that our nation is going to be destroyed if Trump is elected one more time or Biden and Harris win, then it's clear we have forgotten who can truly destroy the world with the blink of an eye. If there's anything that Christian history can teach us, it is that God's providence works through it all. Good times and bad, and in sickness and in health, God's faithfulness to us goes beyond what we experience in this world. Only in God can we place our sure and certain hope. Render unto Caesar means that we should do our share to be good citizens in this world, but our true affiliation belongs to God alone. We are made in the image of God, and so our life is due to him, not a political party and not a nation. Our true homeland is God's kingdom, and it's not here on earth. Render unto God what is God's means giving God everything and understanding that how we live in this life will determine our place in his kingdom. As Americans, We have a natural rebellious spirit, but as Christians, our humility should overwhelm that rebellious spirit. If we are made in the image of God, then we should be like God. And that is a God who humbled himself, coming down and being with us to the point of suffering on a cross, given to him by the government and the people.